This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yes, it's a Wednesday. Time for our best bets with our buddy, Tim Murray. He's got some odd
Bones talking
snack
nonsense
takes,
during these
but
breaks,
we'll get to that a little bit later. But I Hall of Famer Tim Murray joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fanguest Hotline. He's, of course, from VSiN. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's get right into the Sweet 16 and start with the Maryland Terrapins. I'm looking at right now, according to a particular book, they're a 6.5-point dog against Florida. Do you have a lean in this one?
Yeah, we'll just start with the count of the point spread and where we're at. This got as high as 7. I was texting with an odds maker today, and he told me game opened 6, got as high as 7, and then some sharp play came in on Maryland plus the 7. If you look at some of the betting splits that are over there, one of the most lopsided games of the week right now is this game. Everybody's going to be on Florida. 73% of bets at DraftKings right now on the Gators, minus 6.5, 84% of the handle. The only game that currently, based off of the betting splits that we've got over at VSiN.com, that has more money on it on one particular side is Michigan State. They've got 85% of the handle. Look, I think I'm sure you guys have discussed it at length. The concern that I have is the depth, obviously. That could be the issue. But, hey, man, if we're going mano-a-mano, you know, your 5 versus my 5, I'll take Maryland, you know, especially catching 6.5, 7 any day of the week. So, you know, you're certainly concerned about the depth being the issue. Florida is a very deep team. But I think this is a bit of a spot where, you know, I think Florida might be getting a little bit too much love. Look, coming into the tournament, they were the hottest team out there. Personally, I think from the way I like to bet, guys, I kind of would have preferred them blow out UConn. So it's like, this Florida team's untouchable. Like, I thought UConn maybe laid the blueprint a little bit, but I like Maryland here. I bet them at 6.5. I don't know if it gets back to 7, but I'm on the Terps here. I think maybe first half could be a better way to go. That's what I bet on Sunday. I took UConn in the first half. They obviously covered both the full game and the first half. But right now you're looking at around 3.5 in the first half, 6.5 for the full game. I think this thing is competitive, man. I really do. Florida's the real deal, but so is Maryland. And I'm not going to let a close call again against one of, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on with you guys. Look, Colorado State was one of the hottest teams in college basketball entering that game. The metrics proved it out, right? Over the last like month and a half, they were a top 15 team in the country. They hit a big jumper late in that game, a terrifically drawn-out play. By the way, I'll just say this. I know there's a lot of worry about the coaching situation with the Terps.
Yeah.
The Big Ten got a lot better from a coaching standpoint this week. Nico Medved is awesome, and he's now at Minnesota, and Ben McCollum's now at Iowa. So I think both those teams massively upgraded their coaching situation.
Tim, I'm a little surprised that this Duke line hasn't moved. I grabbed it at 8.5. It quickly moved to 9.5, and it stayed there. I thought it would get to double digits. The Dukies have covered 10 of their last 12. The only time they didn't was the Georgia Tech game that Flagg got hurt in, and then the UNC game he didn't play in, and they still had a 26-point lead at one point in that game. 17 of their last 21 wins are by double digits. And when I look at teams like them, and well, how do they lose to a lesser team? Well, they turn the ball over and they hand possessions away, right? Duke's fourth in the country in assist to turnover ratio. Arizona's 51st. Do you like the Dukies here? Are you with me? Or are you surprised that this is not a double digit game?
I'm not surprised it's not a double digit game because Baylor Duke went off at like 12.5, and you know, Arizona, I would deem them better than Baylor. So I think 3-point difference, maybe a little bit of an upgrade for the Duke Blue Devils. Look, I'll start with this. I think Duke's the best team in the country right now. Mm-hmm. Are they going to win the national championship? That was my pre-tournament prediction. Anything can happen. Look, Arizona, from an athletic standpoint, can go toe-to-toe with the Duke Blue Devils. I believe that. Now, will they? I don't necessarily. I'm not getting there. I have laid chalk a little bit in this round, and obviously chalk has been coming home at a decent rate so far in this tournament. I have not touched this game. You know, maybe it's one where I look at, does Arizona hit a spurt and we can grab Duke at an in-game price? I think the curiosity and the X factor in this one is Caleb Love. Like, what a fascinating story this could be. This is the guy that just went absolutely nuclear in the Final Four game when UNC ended Coach K's career, and now here he is, and he's playing Duke again with a chance to knock off, you know, the best freshman we've seen in I don't know how long. I mean, so there's some intrigue there. Look, I've been critical of Tommy Lloyd over the years, and I think he's deserved it. But I got to give him credit. I thought he was masterful at the end of the Oregon game. I thought they were perfect, fouling up three, never really giving Oregon a chance to, you know, cut that game and give him a chance to tie that game up. So I thought he did a really nice job there. So if I had to bet it, JLC, I would be on your side here. I have not bet it yet. We'll see how this market goes. But I would guess if it did tick any which way, maybe it ticks down just a little bit with folks trying to, you know, be a little cute and grab the points here. But yeah, one of the games that I have not personally bet for the Sweet 16.
Tim, I'm going to say this using air quotes. Are you riding with this year's Cinderella, Arkansas?
Hashtag not my Cinderella.
Do you like them to cover against Texas Tech?
I don't, Tim. I love this Texas Tech team. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a particular spot where maybe people are trying to.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play up. This is a Cinderella team. Look, they're not. Coach Cal is one of the highest paid coaches in college basketball. They have one of the most expensive rosters in college basketball. They're coming together at the right time. I liked them against St. John's. I do not like them here against Texas Tech. 63% of bets, by the way, on Arkansas at DraftKings. So the public right now is interested in the underdog here. I don't think they know a ton about Texas Tech. I think they're probably questioning Texas Tech. Their road has been, let's be honest, you beat UNC Wilmington in a game in which you were trailing in the second half, and then you beat a Drake team that was good but undersized. You know, one thing I'm really fascinated to see about is Texas Tech and the health. They are continuing to miss Chase McMillan. He did not play in the first two rounds. If he's out there, this dude is a elite shooter, 43% from long range. JT Toppin was an absolute force against Drake. He was an absolute beast. Look, Arkansas is legit. Adu Thiro should be back, which is huge for them. He's their leading scorer. Boogie Fland was playing in the first couple of rounds. So this Arkansas team is not your normal 10 seed. And to your point, Tim, they are not, as you put up the air quotes, they're not a Cinderella story, right? This is a very expensive roster that they put together, and now they're seeming to come together. I mean, you've got Trevon Brazil, the transfer from, or who's been at Arkansas for a while, playing very well. They've got Jonas Adu, the transfer from Tennessee, seeming to play well. They seem to be coming together at the right time. I just personally think you're getting Texas Tech a little bit on sale here. This was my pre-tournament prediction to win this region was the Red Raiders. I think they win, and I think they are able to separate themselves a little bit towards the end. So they are not they are not going to face a team like St. John's, who we knew all along their Achilles heel was shooting. That's not Texas Tech's problem. Texas Tech is elite offensively, fifth best offense in the country. That's what St. John's, we knew that they had their struggles offensively, and it reared its ugly head. I think the Red Raiders are guns up to the Elite Eight, hopefully to face the Terps.
Talking with Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Before we let you go, Tim, we talked about the Maryland game, the Duke game, the Tech game. There's five other games. What is your best bet left?
Oh, man. I guess I would go Houston. They're an 8-point favorite, and once again, if you guys have been listening to me long enough, you know I don't like to lay chalk, but I personally think the Purdue is playing a home game discussion is getting played up a little bit too much. This game's gonna be played at a football stadium, right? Like that.
Yeah.
That I think I don't want to say fully negates it, but I think it plays into it a little bit. And, you know, I just mentioned Texas Tech, and I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth, right? Texas Tech's road to the Sweet 16 wasn't all that daunting, and yet I'm still riding with the Red Raiders. Purdue's road to the Sweet 16, let's be honest.
Cakewalk.
High Point rigged. And McNeese, okay? Rigged. And here they are. They're taking on Houston, who got the worst draw out of any one seed. They had to face the analytical darling, the Gonzaga Bulldogs, in the second round. And, oh, by the way, you know, this is a Houston team that we've seen bow out in recent years, whether it was last year losing Jamal Shedd in the Sweet 16 against Duke, or a couple years ago when they scored like 44 points against Villanova. That ain't this Houston team, man. This is a Houston team that can fill it up from outside. They've got guard play all over the place. I think this is a strong performance from the Houston Cougars. I think they drag Purdue a little bit into the mud. I don't know if Purdue is ready for this type of physicality. So I laid it, man. I laid it with Houston here. I would also look a little bit towards the under, 132 and a half there too. So that would probably be my Friday play, would be to look at Houston, a little bit on them and a little bit on the under as well.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VEASAN.
Yeah, catch me tonight. We're going to be going through all of our Sweet 16 plays. We got a little contest going on. I need to make up some ground. I'm currently in second amongst 15 handicappers. So we got some work to do. I am 6 points out of first place, though. The Paul Stone is the pro bettor who's been on fire so far in the NCAA tournament. So check us out 7 o'clock tonight, and then Saturday and Sunday talking Elite Eight at 10 a.m. with the VSIN Weekend Morning Line.
Tim Murray, thanks buddy. We'll chat next week.
All right, boys, enjoy the game. Good luck to the Terps.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next is T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
We always talk every single year, spring training stats, take it all with a grain of salt. Well, on the other side, we're going to play a little game. Real or fake, based on the spring training stats. That's next on the